Though much of the immigration debate has focused on Latinos, research suggests that more than 1 million illegal immigrants come from Asia. But Asians have been mostly absent from the immigration street protests in recent weeks. Rob Schmitz of member station KQED reports.
As Kat Chow watched coverage of the immigration protesters rallying throughout Los Angeles recently, she noticed something missing. Asians. The San Gabriel Valley, where one of the country's largest Chinese population lives, was eerily quiet.
I don't see any protests on the street, okay? There is zero. I cannot find anybody. It's a shame.
So Chow decided to take the debate to the airwaves.
Rush hour.
Chow is the host of the popular call-in show Rush Hour on Chinese language station KAZN. In the past couple of weeks, Chow has devoted three segments to immigration. She says the majority of her callers are impressed by the Latino protesters.
They really admire them. They can organize this kind of a huge protest, and we don't have this kind of ability to do that. In certain way, the Chinese American, they just want to make money, have a better life, not really participate with political issues.
2 years ago, the Public Policy Institute of California measured civic participation among white, black, Latino, and Asian Americans. Asian Americans scored at or near the bottom across all the categories. They had the lowest volunteer rate, the lowest public meeting attendance rate, and the second lowest voting rate. And curiously enough, the study found Asian Americans attended public rallies less often than every ethnic group except for Latinos. But it's a good bet that if the survey were taken today, Latinos would gain some serious ground. Mike Honda is a Democratic congressman who represents Silicon Valley. He's Japanese American. Honda says some of the proposed changes on immigration law focus squarely on the U.S. border with Mexico, so they're more pertinent to the Latino community. But Honda says despite the absence of Asian Americans at many of the nation's protests, they understand the historical gravity of the debate. They remember the Japanese internment camps of World War II, where Honda spent much of his childhood.
We had laws passed against us. We had anti-Asian media, we had anti-Asian sentiment, and so we see this as another example of the worst of American politics coming to the forefront.
But some Asians don't share Congressman Honda's perspective. Jessica and Michael Ma, both Chinese immigrants, wheel their groceries to their car outside a popular Chinese supermarket in the San Gabriel Valley. The couple came to the U.S. 20 years ago. They now have green cards. Mrs. Ma says she doesn't approve of the Latino protests.
They come here illegally and take jobs and opportunities from the rest of us. Chinese people aren't really interested in the immigration issue, but if someday the government starts targeting us, then we might start worrying about it.
Back at KAZN, Kat Chow moderates this very debate among her listeners. Another host at the station, Felix Guo, sees a more practical reason why there aren't many Asians protesting immigration reform. If they're illegal, why advertise it? Deportation for Asians involves greater distance and greater consequences.
Because for the Latinos, they can just they go back Wednesday and come back Thursday. It's that easy. But then with the Chinese, if they get deported, then maybe that's it.
And in a face-saving culture, says Guo, being deported back to your homeland with nothing in your pockets carries a degree of humiliation that's difficult to bear. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.